Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It's October 5th. It's the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's Masahiro Tanaka versus Randy Dobnak. Randy. Jake's going to talk now.
Randy Dobnak drove Uber with Todd Frazier's Little League team. Not a lot of people know that. That's the facts. And Glaber's 22. So,
shut up about the Uber driver stuff.
That's why I said it with the Todd Frazier.
I know. I knew it. We're on the same page. A lot of guys.
What page are you on?
40.
I'm not on page
40. You've never gotten to page 40.
Never gotten to page 40.
You've never even held a book with 40 pages.
A lot of Mr. Popper's Penguins references, lady. Hello, Jimmy. Yankees, playoff baseball today.
Game 2, it's a 5 o'clock start, which is fucking a weird time because like it's going to feel like a day game for like 1 hour. And then once that night hits and the dark sky and the bright lights, then it's going to, like, you might take a little bit to get into, like, real crazy zoo atmosphere. But I'm excited about this game. I'm riding high. I'm confident. I'm a little nervous how confident I am. But that's exactly how I was before yesterday's game, too. Yeah. So I think it's normal. Play today. Win today. That's what Mr. Pizza Face just said in the chat. So thank you, Mr. Pizza Face. Good words of advice. Let's do the lineup. We said on our post-game podcast, when we hope you guys have all tuned in and subscribed to the podcast, helps us a lot. We said they're going to run it back. Like, why wouldn't you run it back? Let it ride! Boy Meets World quote. And they did. Same exact lineup. Everything the same exact. And it's so smart. Why would you not do that? You just won. There's no qualms with this. Tanaka on the bump. Didi, his last at-bat was his most productive. So maybe he builds off that. Maybe Didi needs a Randy Dobnak at-bat to get him going.
If Randy makes it to Didi.
Dobnak's about to shove it down our throats, huh?
Randy Dobnak is about to be all up in our throats, hardcore style.
I had a weird thought the other day that I don't think I want to air.
Not what was just said? Weirder than what was just said?
It was on the same page.
Okay.
Interested to see what kind of X-rated video genres Edwin enjoys. Because I bet it's wild. But we'll get past that conversation real quick. Can you give us the Twins lineup? Parrots. Can you give us the Twins lineup?
The Twins from Minnesota, Jim. Land of a Thousand Lakes. Boycott Target. Fuck Mall America. Empty the lakes. Max Kepler, your center forward. He'll bat leadoff. Not related to Placido Polanco, Jorge the shortstop. Nelson Cruz will be DHing. Eddie Rosario in right field. Mitch Garver slides down to the five hole. He'll be your backstop today. Luis Arraez, he'll be playing second base. He had the double yesterday, if you remember that. Miguel Sano, he'll be manning the hot corner, if you call it that. Marwin Gonzalez moves to first base today, Jim. And Jake Cave, former Yankee farmer, will be in left with Randy Dobnak, your pitcher.
Randy Dobnak, if you don't know, we did like a pretty extensive breakdown on the podcast last night. We'll do it again here. Randy Dobnak started the year in single A. He has made 5 starts in the bigs. He's made a bunch of relief appearances, maybe 5. He hasn't pitched any. He pitched 1 inning against a playoff team and gave up a home run. All of his stats are really good, but he started games against the Royals and the Tigers in September. So in my eyes, that means dick.
Yeah. Here, okay. Before we this turns into the Randy Dobnak roast, he did pitch really well. 28.1 innings pitched to the tune of a 1.59 ERA. Not a crazy strikeout rate, 7.3 per nine. But what he does have going for him, he's only given up one home run in 28.1 innings, and he did have some of the best ground ball rates in the minor league. So what Randy Dobnak is good at or had been good at in this regular season is keeping the ball in the ballpark. It'll be interesting to see how quickly push comes to shove.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. No Yankees have at-bats against him, which makes sense. Want to talk about Tanaka now, since we did our Dobnak shit?
Yeah, we can. I think the most positive spin we can give to Dobnak would be that the Yankees haven't seen him. He keeps the ball in the ballpark. Maybe he can frustrate him a little bit. Otherwise, things aren't looking good for Randy. Let's talk about Tanaka.
Masahiro Tanaka, a playoff pitcher. On paper, this is such a win in my eyes, which is scaring me a little bit. I love Tanaka. Tanaka hasn't faced the Twins this season yet. His playoff numbers, he always comes to. You know how playoff at-bats, like we've been talking about it from the hitter side, where like you just do what you can. If you got to foul off pitches, you foul them off. Tanaka is like that in the postseason. You know? Like he will grind. He has that in him. If he doesn't have his best stuff, he'll find a way to give you something that you need. In the playoffs, he has. So hopefully he continues to. I was looking at who has good numbers off of him, Jake. Scope does, but he's not playing. Scope's got three home runs off Tanaka and a 990 OPS in 32 plate appearances.
It seems odd. It seems, I don't know too much about what our Twinkies have been doing, but I mean, could you move Sano over and have Scope somewhere in the infield? That seems like if you have someone with those kind of numbers versus Tank, should have him in here.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Other than that, no one else has a home run against him. Nelson Cruz has a 1.11 on base percentage in 27 plate appearances with 9 strikeouts. So Tanaka has had Nelson Cruz's number in the past. We'll see what happens tonight. Marwin Gonzalez, 13 plate appearances, only 2 hits. That's too small. But then there's not a lot the rest of the way. Do you have a specific what to watch for with this game? Or do you want any of the guys who weren't locked in yesterday? Do you need them to contribute offensively? So I'm talking Gary, Didi, or Shella.
No. Need is an interesting word there. I don't need it. All three of those guys, and this might give some people an aneurysm, all three of those guys are in there because they're better defensively than the alternative options.
Not which Gary. I mean, Gary, yes, but also he's bad.
Yeah, he's better at defense than Romine. That's why I started phrasing it a little weird at the end there. No, because, I mean, if Gary doesn't hit today, it's not a concern in my mind. I mean, Gary's still going to be there. He's a massive threat, and he's the better defensive catcher. Didi, I'd like to see something just so the crowd could shut up a little bit, but I don't think the Yankees care that much. I think Urshela is the one that's a little interesting because I do think they want to get Voit at bats at some point just to see if he's Luke Voit still. So if Urshela maybe has some tough at bats today, I think there's a world where maybe you have LeMahieu at third base one game and Voit at first. I know that's also becoming a popular topic because of first base defense has been a big thing kind of throughout every postseason series so far, which is interesting. A lot of people normally think that's a throwaway, but out of the three, I think people would be surprised to see. I think it's Urshela.
Yeah. I'd like Didi to build off the walk that he had at the end. There is a good walk. And I'd like Gary, you and I both, this is so minuscule, but saw him foul that one pitch off with quick hands and both separately kind of put a mental check mark and brought it up in the podcast, which is interesting because it was just a benign foul ball. But Gary also had a walk. He did look lost at some points. They got him with a high heat, high slider. They worked Gary high in the count with two strikes. It'd be cool if Gary could pop one or just do something offensively because, again, he's in there. He's starting every game unless he's hurt. So, do I need it? No. Would I like it? Obviously, of course. He did make a nice play. I mean, Gio, I don't need. Just play defense, dude. Like, he hit the ball hard yesterday, but anyway. I'd like to see Edwin, Stanton, Judge, Glaber still giving, like, a hell of an at-bats. Same with DJ and Gardner. So, whatever. Good stay good, bad get good. Boom.
Boom. And the only other thing that I think would be a what to watch for, the guys that scare you with Tanaka are Rosario mostly. I think you can pitch around Kepler enough. Polanco's going to give you a tough at bat. The Nelson Cruz numbers threw me off a little bit because I was going to say that top four there, because that top four is tough for a right-handed pitcher. But I think Rosario's the key. He's kind of the energy of their team. He's batting cleanup, short porch. He's the one who got us in that wild card game 2 years ago. So I guess Tanaka versus Rosario is what I'm zoomed in on.
Okay. Rosario, is Polanco playing? Yeah.
Yeah, Polanco's batting second.
Watch him. He was locked in yesterday.
Yeah.
He had good at-bats all day. So if there's one guy I'm choosing to be careful with, it's Polanco. Cool. Pitching path to victory. I hope it's the same as yesterday, man. Get the big outs with the good guys early and hope the Yankees can add on so that you can use Happer in the eighth with the 6-run lead. Rinse and repeat the whole thing. Let the whole fucking thing ride. Tanaka for 5. Will they ask him to go more than 5?
I mean, it depends so much on the game in the playoffs. If it's within 2 runs, no. I think if Tanaka finds a groove, man, I mean, Tanaka is proven in the playoffs. 30 innings pitched to the tune of a 1.5 ERA. You'd like to get that 5. Paxton was there yesterday. He couldn't get it. Let's get the 5. I think that just makes a whole all-around happier vibe.
Okay. Otherwise, if they do get up 6, it's probably like Sessa and Hap's role, right?
Yeah, it could be. I don't think you'll see Hap again today.
No, I don't think so. I think they saved Chad for today. I think Boone said that.
I think Chad's kind of their flexy guy a little bit. He's their break glass in case of emergency. So yesterday they didn't necessarily need him to empty the tank, so they didn't. It'd be cool if there was like a Tanaka Chad 8-inning fest. Like, I'll take that, but I don't know. I think they go Tanaka maybe straight to the four horsemen with the goose ready to go, Jim.
I think Chad's above Otto and Canely.
Right, and I think that actually might help for having him be the rescue guy.
Okay. Interesting. I like that. I like Chad, dude. Let's go.
Chad bro. He's only got one pitch, Bob.
It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft is the Homer Draft. On the 6th day, Pontius Pilate killed him. He was a fucking dickhead.
Dead, everyone's dead.
Jesus, Jake. You got Brett Gardner yesterday.
Fuck you, crew.
So you get the first pick today.
First pick today, and like Randy Dobnak. I'm so sorry, dude, but this is shades. We've drawn some parallels, James, previous years. I don't need to take him right now, but I want to because he's going yard first inning. I'm taking Judge.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a good call, Jake.
It was bad homer drafting, but it makes for great fucking podcasting.
I am taking, you know who I'm taking?
You want Edwin so bad.
Oh, I'm taking Edwin so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because I know. I saw the emotion come over you that came over me like a month ago.
Okay. Now.
Beautiful man.
Who am I taking second?
Glaber? I don't know. Who'd you take yesterday? Oh, Gary.
Taking Edwin and Gary. I love that quick hand foul ball. I loved it.
Gary. Huge.
Who you taking?
That is huge.
Edwin
stuff.
And Gary versus.
Give me Stan. Randy Dobb will be shaken by that at bat.
Wow. Okay. This is cocky. We're too cocky.
Cocky.
Loser. Wasn't that your old name? Cocky Loser?
Cocky Loser. Here he is.
Hey, here comes that cocky loser.
Oh, my God. Is that amazing? I looked at the over-under, so I can't guess.
Are you kidding me?
I was for talking baseball.
I think it's 9.5 again. Tanaka good, Dobnak brutal.
The over-under is 9.5.
It is?
Yeah.
This whole day is a let-it-ride fest. Vegas lets the over-under ride. Yankees let their lineup ride. Twins are like, all right, Dobnak, let it fucking ride. That didn't make sense. I'm taking the over again.
Yeah, I think it's over season.
You got the under wrong yesterday.
Did get the under wrong yesterday.
How's that feel, you cocky loser?
It's okay. Had the homer draft, so.
Seeing this?
I think I'd rather get the homer draft and miss the over under than have the over under and miss the homer draft.
Well, that's because you're good at that, and I'm good at the over-under.
Right, but I mean, one's harder, so...
Oh, one's more luck. One's more luck-based. The other's more knowledge and skill-based.
No.
Yeah. One, what you're good at is pure fucking luck. What I'm good at takes
intense I'm good at reading
study.
The pitchers and having actual baseball knowledge. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Are you drinking a cup of mud?
No, this is poop.
Disgusting, dude. What a disgusting idiot. Wow. Okay. We have any questions in the chat before we get going?
What about the chat?
What about the chat? Makes you go from home. Yeah, I think it's a safe bet the Yankees are going to beat the Twins now. Come on, Caputo. Fuck.
Yeah.
We're all too cocky.
That might be the biggest what to watch for now is that we're too confident.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Anyone else got anything in the chat? Yeah, I just posted a behind-the-scenes video from all day yesterday on the YouTube
behind
machine.
The scenes.
Welcome to the John Boy Media behind-the-scenes video. This is I sit in this chair and I did this show. And I sat in the chair and then I did that show. A little breakdown here, a little breakdown there. Oh,
in the cribs.
Another show. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Jake, hit him with those last words.
Tanaka Tuesday.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.